Let us pray. Heavenly Father, be with us this morning. Be with us this afternoon and be with us this evening. So, Father, I guess what I'm saying is just be with us this day and help us to realize that you really are there for us. In the name of your Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. You know, I feel like I just did this. You know, I mean, it's almost, I don't know about you, my last couple of days has been really kind of hectic for a lot of reasons. But it seems like I got in here this morning, I was like, didn't I just do this? Didn't we just go through this? You know, it's funny, you know, Christmas holidays are holidays usually like all the rest where families come together. You know, and this year, maybe families didn't come together in the same way as they've done in the past because of, you know, COVID and the whole nine yards. But nonetheless, I would venture to guess that all of you made some contact to some loved one somewhere out of the last couple of days. I mean, it may have been your children. It may have been your brothers and sisters. It may have been, you know, friend from old days or a new friend that you made. But somewhere along the line, you all said in your own head, probably at one point, I either have to call or text this person, even though you haven't spoken to him for a long time. You know, it's amazing because, you know, family, although I think, you know, is very difficult, family is really where we get to know each other. I mean, if you really want to know what's going on in your life, if you want to know who you are, you got to rub up against other people, you know? And sometimes it brings out the best in you. And sometimes it doesn't bring out the best in you. But it always brings out something in you that you discover about yourself. Feelings, whatever. You know, it's funny. They say psychologically there's one thing that can really bring people to get to know each other better than any other way. Do you know what that is? You have any idea? I mean, would you think like a retreat or seeing a therapist or something like that? You know what it is? It's not. What?
A funeral.
No, not a funeral. You know what it is so far?
A wedding.
It's camping. You know, a family that's gone camping together gets to know each other. Because you don't have all the amenities, you don't have all the distractions, and if you get, especially with kids, out of, you know, the reach of the internet, you know, and they don't have cell service, watch out what happens. It's camping. You know, it's funny, I bring that up because the gospel that we have for today is the first chapter of John. We every first Sunday after Christmas, this gospel. And usually I got stuck even when I was an assistant, I had to preach on this day. But it's always amazing to me because in John chapter 1, it begins the same way as Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning. It's talking about the creation story. But it enhances the creation story. It was written specifically the way it's written for the reason of trying to say, look, this God that we said, you know, created the heavens and the earth, well, this God, he's got a name, and his name is Jesus. He came to be with us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. They use the term Word. It's not like the Word, like the words I'm speaking. The concept is logos, which is probably be better translated eternal thought. Always there. In other words, this thought that's been out that holds all the universe together, the logos is the Greek word that is used, and it means it's this all-encompassing sort of overview. But that's personal, is what John tries to make it. That the logos was in the beginning and created it all. That's who God was. It's funny because if you pursue down in this gospel a little bit further, you get to verse 12, and in verse 12, and it says real clearly here, it says, and the Word became flesh and lived among us. The Word became flesh and lived among us. Actually, if it's translated the Greek exactly, you know what that would say? It would say, the Word became flesh and pitched his tent with us. That's what the literal Greek means. He pitched his tent with us. What did I say brings you closer than anything else? Camping? That's what really the Scripture is teaching us this morning. God goes camping with us. He says, I want you to get rid of the internet. I want you to get rid of your cell service. I want to get to know you, and I want you to get to know me. Why do they say that? Because a Jew could not be a Jew unless he had the desert experience of leaving, you know, Egypt, going through for 40 years. That's why I had the Passover, isn't it? That whole celebration is all about the Exodus and about the Passover. And not, you know, all about the Promised Land, because God knows when they got in the Promised Land, they started screwing up right away. But while they were in the desert, they were molded and in shape for 40 years. And that's what made them go from just a random bunch of nomads that lived in Egypt to becoming a nation, Israel, where they really become God's people. And that's why Moses is so outstanding. So Moses leads them out of Egypt, leads them through the desert, and they become one. Why? Because God is with them, all of them, as they go through. Before, God would make sightings. I mean, he'd talk to Joseph, and he'd talk to Jacob, and he'd talk to Isaac, and he'd talk to Abraham, all nine yards. But what does he do when he's in the desert? He leads them through the desert. How? Cloud by day, fire by night. God is present with them. And what does he do? How does he get carried through after Moses goes up on the mountain, comes back down with the tablets? Moses meets them in a tent. And the Word became flesh and pitched his tent with us. What does that mean to you? Quite frankly, what does that mean to you? I'll tell you what it means to me. It means that God somehow pitched his tent in my heart. And Lord knows I need it. I'll be up front with you. Yesterday I had the great pleasure of spending the whole day at the emergency vet clinic with my dog Jake, who I just adore. And right now Sally's on his way up to pick Jake up. We're not sure what's going to go on. Got all kinds of things. And that's just me and a dog. Think of the other things that go on in our families. I can be honest with you. My son Ian, I love that boy to death. He is not easy to raise. And I always say it's because God's getting me back for the trouble I gave to my mother. And yet she always loved me. What's going on in your life? You need God to travel with you? Because that's what he does. It's not where you check into him like at a store and say, well, I need this, this, and this, God. It's that you know that he pitches his tent with you and he goes from place to place, space to space, event to event, experience to experience, difficulty to difficulty, joy to joy. He pitches his tent and goes with you. That's what the gospel of Jesus Christ is. So God really is with you. And you know what? I look around and most of you are getting older. You better let him have a little bit more land in your life because he's going to need to pitch a bigger tent. Because getting old is not for sissies. And life doesn't seem to be getting easier. Sometimes life, although filled with joy, I cannot not life. I love life. But it's not always easy. And the Word became flesh and pitched his tent with us. I need that right now. Do you? This coming year, it's got to be better than this last year. But who knows what it means? You know, at the end of this year, how's it going to go? Are you going to get through it unscathed? Are you going to struggle? Are you going to have fun? Are you going to look for not giving your joy away? Because you know what? That's one thing somehow we give away the fastest, but it's the thing that we want the most. And yet, you know, we can have a great day going for us and just cruising along on the journey, and then all of a sudden somebody says the wrong thing to us and boom, we get it right away. But you don't do it as fast when you realize, wait a second, the Lord pitched his tent with me so I could keep that joy. That maybe I shouldn't be in my own tent, I should get in his every once in a while. On this first Sunday after Christmas, I pray that you get in the tent of God. Trust me, the door is open. And the door is there. Because Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came to be with us. You and me. He came to be with you as if you were the only person that was ever created. And that's when he starts speaking to your head. When you finally get it through your head that it's not about us alone. It's about me and him. Me and him. And yeah, the me and hims are all over the place. Because he wants to be with each one of us. But he's with you specifically today. And he'll be with you for the rest of this year and for the rest of eternity. If you just get in his tent. And the Word became flesh and pitched his tent with us. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.